In 2011, Christian Kreppke was a young professor at Wayne State University and a rising star in the world of neuroscience research. Then he was accused of scientific fraud and fired. Kreppke has always insisted that he was actually fired for being a whistleblower. And just recently, he finally got a win in what's been a years-long battle. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick reports.
I met Christian Kreppke at his grandmother's small, tidy house on Detroit's far west side. It was mid-afternoon. He'd just finished a shift at the nearby Ford Rouge plant.
After 2 years of assembling tires, now I'm in charge of getting our parts in and heat treated.
7 years ago, things were different. At just 33 years old, Kreppke was an assistant professor at Wayne State University's medical school. He was also a health scientist at Detroit's VA Medical Center. His focus was a hot topic, traumatic brain injuries, and Kreppke thought he was on the verge of a breakthrough. Instead of looking at some crucial brain cells, called neurons, in isolation, he honed in on what keeps those cells going.
So for the neuron to survive, it has to have adequate nutrients. The only way it gets that is through blood flow. So instead of saying, okay, neuron broken, let's try to fix it, I said, well, let's stop it from being broken in the first place.
That seemed to show promise. It got attention from scientific journals, and Kreppke traveled the world sharing his research at conferences. And he got millions of dollars in federal research grants. Everything was rolling along until June 2010. That's when Wayne State asked Kreppke to sign off on something called an effort report. That's a piece of paper that basically says how you divide up your time among job duties and how each of those duties is funded. In Kreppke's case, university administrators filled it out.
It was grotesquely wrong. It was saying that I was doing a lot more effort on grants than possible.
Here's why that's important. Research grants from the National Institutes of Health, more than $20 billion worth every year, don't go directly to scientists. They mostly go to universities. And the universities don't just get what's budgeted for research. They also get an extra percentage to cover overhead costs. So by claiming Kreppke worked about twice as much on grant-funded research as he really did, the university could have claimed a lot more money. Kreppke refused to sign off on that effort report. After a few months, he started looking into Wayne State's larger grant handling system.
And I announced in January that I was going to be taking a hard look at the granting policies.
Kreppke became convinced that some administrators were engaged in scams to get more grant money and to skim money from grants for other purposes.
It was 2 weeks later that I was accused of scientific misconduct.
Wayne State convened a faculty committee to investigate those allegations. It found Kreppke guilty. In 2012, he was fired.
We could not confirm any of his data at all.
Philip Cunningham is the Associate Vice President of Research Integrity at Wayne State. He chaired the faculty committee investigating Kreppke. It all started when a research assistant in the lab run by Kreppke's mentor came forward with concerns that Kreppke was falsifying data on a drug he was testing to treat traumatic brain injuries.
And then he was publishing those falsified and fabricated results, and then he was also using those falsified and fabricated results to apply for federal grants.
That jump-started a painstaking process of reviewing all Kreppke's work for the past 6 years. All the publications, all the grant proposals, all the lab notebooks, all the computer files. Cunningham says what they found was damning, more than 30 instances of fraud. They ranged from a faked letter from a pharmaceutical company to relabeling pictures or graphs to suggest that one drug was causing a certain result in the lab when it was actually another drug.
The risk is that people are going to use this information to develop new therapies.
In Kreppke's case, that meant pursuing, and ultimately getting, retractions of several published articles. In many of these instances of alleged misconduct, Kreppke wasn't the sole researcher involved. But Cunningham says the investigation pinpointed him as the culprit.
The first instance that we could identify of falsified and fabricated data was 7 months after Dr. Kreppke joined the lab. And it continued through his tenure in the lab.
After Wayne State fired Kreppke, similar accusations emerged at the Detroit VA hospital. Two initial VA inquiries didn't find enough evidence to open a full investigation there. But a third one, led by a different investigator, did. A similar cycle got underway, and in 2013, the VA fired Kreppke too. And he didn't just get fired. Kreppke also received a punishment that many people familiar with this stuff call pretty draconian, a 10-year ban on receiving government research funds. Kreppke says in the world of scientific research, that's pretty much a death sentence.
The accusation of scientific misconduct is the absolute worst thing they can do to you, because it takes away any credibility you have.
But this was just the start. Kreppke fought back, challenging the Wayne State and VA decisions every way he could. Krepke said the misconduct charges were either fabricated themselves or based on acknowledged mistakes blown wildly out of proportion. And he said it was all about retaliation, part of a smear campaign to silence and discredit him as a whistleblower. Krepke came out on the losing end of all those challenges until just a few weeks ago. That's when a judge issued a ruling in Krepke's favor. When Krepke first heard about it, he says he felt an overwhelming sense of relief.
It was just that feeling of now I can at least get, you know, one night's sleep without having to think about this thing. This is finally a person who's listening to what's going on and judging what's really going on here.
This particular ruling came from Krepke's case against the VA through the U.S. Merit Systems Protection Board. That's a kind of administrative court system that resolves disputes across federal agencies. Judge Dorothy Moran ruled that Krepke's claims of grant fraud at the Detroit VA and Wayne State were at least credible. She found the VA had motive to retaliate against Krepke. And she found that VA's investigation of Krepke's alleged wrongdoing and ultimate findings stemmed from, quote, the improper influence of Wayne State University over the VA. The VA declined comment on the case. Its attempt to have the judge's ruling overturned is still technically pending. But Wayne State attorney Amy Lammers insists the judge flat out got it wrong here.
We do not direct what happens at the VA. We don't compel them to investigate.
Lammers notes that Wayne State wasn't technically a party to this particular case and didn't get to present its side of the story. Judge Moran ordered the VA to immediately restore Krepke's job and his grant money. The VA has so far ignored that order while it tries to appeal. Krepke thinks that if this case plays out to its likely end, Wayne State might have to give him his job back too. But Lammer says that's not going to happen. She says Krepke has exhausted every possible avenue for recourse there.
Dr. Krepke has had more, I say, legal review of his situation than most people get.
Nearly 7 years after this all got started, Krepke still has some hope of reviving his career in science. But even if that happens, he says both the professional and personal effects have been devastating.
You know, I would be completely lying if I didn't say that it is a real terrible toll.
But for now, Krepke clings to the hope that something good can come out of this. He says at this point, it's about issues bigger than him. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.